Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of May, recording at 9:25 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. And Asian stock markets mostly quiet, with the ASEAN markets quietly steady. Hong Kong a little bit firmer. China markets generally a little bit firmer in here today. Japan a little bit weaker on some concerns over the government's wish to close another reactor, another nuclear reactor on the East Coast as a precaution against further earthquakes and tsunamis. Now, the European stock markets closed down across the boards, some of those declines exceeding 1%. Euro Stoxx 50, for instance, was down 1.7%. In contrast, the America's markets were a little bit steadier, but we're talking small gains here overall. The S&P in the middle up 0.45 of a percent, so less than half a percent. Long-dated government bonds were a little bit steadier here today, particularly the euro bunds, with all the talk about Greek debt going on. And the U.S. dollar is weaker, particularly against the commodity currencies. The commodity markets had a good day, having taken a battering last week. Silver had started to recover by last Friday, and it's up $2.63 as I speak. That's taken the spot price up to $37.93. Gold also rebounded, hit a low earlier today at $14.8955, but is currently trading at $15.1385. Those are the best gains, but platinum and palladium were also higher. Crude oil and gasoline, a big jump here. Crude oil is up almost $6 as I speak. And more on that in a moment, because I think there's some news in the USA that is affecting sentiment there. The grain and bean complex, well, not rough rice, but U.S. soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher here today, particularly wheat. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, they're still range-bound. This means that it's not an optimum time to be making money in this environment. Now, again, I think veteran subscribers certainly know, and most of the somewhat newer subscribers are likely to know that you and I can only deal with the reality that the markets provide. And if markets are range-bound, then we don't really have the big opportunities that can make for an outstanding performance. We had a great 2009. We had a great 2010. So far, 2011 has been mostly a ranging market environment. And that means little in the way of return generally, and the choppy conditions that we get can cause problems for traders. Sort of volatility. If we get powerful trends, then obviously everybody can make money in those. But when we get this type of whipsaw environment that we've seen in some stock markets and certainly in commodities, then it's well, the risks rise considerably relative to the rewards. It's a background environment in which I think it's probably best to keep a keep a relatively low profile, not try to do too much. I don't, as I've said before, I don't feel any inclination to bail out of my floor money theme long-term investment portfolio. In terms of trading activity, the toughest thing is that, you've got a gain one day and then it's turned into a loss the next. And so it's a sort of whipsaw, choppy environment. I castigate myself for not sort of grabbing profits quickly enough in this type of environment. I mentioned crude oil and gasoline, and I've got a short in the gasoline market. I was showing a nice profit on Friday, but it's turned into a moderate loss in here today. With this strong rebound. Now, one of the reasons for this very strong rebound is that we've got this rather risky flooding situation in the U.S. Mississippi River. And that is, of course, the main river, and something like over 40% of U.S. Streams and smaller rivers that all flow into the Mississippi, and it's very, very high. And as they've had to allow some runoffs through some of the levees to prevent serious flooding in major residential areas, but the crude oil influences that they're concerned that the oil refineries in Louisiana could possibly be at risk. Hopefully that hopefully they are not threatened, but it is a possibility. We should know later this week. And also, because the river is so high, barge traffic has been reduced, and so the transport of whether it's oil or whether it's soybeans or corn, these have been the barges have been idled by this activity. So a tricky environment. I toyed with the idea of increasing my gasoline short, and I may do so, but I haven't today in here. But I've been considering it, or possibly a short in crude oil. Now, it's not all the Mississippi River. I suspect we might have had we had markets fall back so sharply last week that they were due for. I'm talking about the commodity markets now. They were due for some form of bounce in here. And then Goldman Sachs came out and well, on the headlines, which is what most people see, and little else, Goldman Sachs saying that you might remember a few weeks ago, Goldman Sachs said it thought that commodities were due for a correction, and that was a good call. And they've certainly seen that. And then they've been saying that commodities can go back up again. I think the actual statement was that there was a fair amount of uncertainty here in the short term, but they felt that during the second half of the year, the demand for some of these commodities would be picking up again. And I would agree with that myself. But net it all out, and we've got a very choppy, whipsaw environment here right now. And there's an exciting dimension to that, but as I mentioned before, there's a higher risk dimension to that as well. And I wouldn't try to do too much. Just in looking at my own long-term equity investment positions, now, as veteran subscribers will know, I do hold a fair amount of cash, and sometimes I shift that cash into what I think are firmer currencies. But right now, I'm back in Stirling and have been for a few months, and that's certainly not a great investment. It's not going to protect its purchasing power, so it's not a long-term strategy, obviously. And I've been thinking, well, I really should put more of that money into equities, but I'm not rushing to do so, just because, I don't see this economic environment where we're seeing somewhat slower growth due to the last spike in crude oil, and markets are in a sort of ranging reactive phase. I like to buy when there's a little bit more fear in the air, or when we have clearly consistent overall upward trends, and we don't have either of those yet. So I'm biding my time in here. But if we get a bigger, if we get bigger reactions, then I'll be certainly tempted to do some bargain hunting. And if we don't, well, I'm going to come up with some other strategy or idea. But this is not a time for heroics, in my opinion. The last time for real heroics, for those who are adventurous traders, I know a few of you shorted silver. And from the emails I've been getting, most of you made a little bit of money but found the volatility a little bit too unnerving. Well, I'm not surprised, but an interesting play. My feeling is that if silver, gold, platinum, if they come lower in this environment, and I would rate that as a 50-50 chance, I think we've probably seen the biggest part of the downward reactions, but they could easily come a bit lower in the next few months, particularly if the dollar were to steady up. That may look like a big if right now, but the dollar is still somewhat oversold, although I see little in the way of dynamics to produce a significant rebound. But you take my point. I don't need to emphasize the dollar too much in here. If we see those precious metals lower over the next month or two, and I would regard that as sort of a 50-50 possibility, then it may well pay to nibble a little bit. But I certainly don't want to chase a rally in gold or silver or platinum in this particular environment. And I definitely won't be chasing a rally in crude oil in this environment. But if we get a top testing rally, I might or a peak testing rally, I might consider a short or two. But probably the best thing I can do, most sensible thing I can do, is to keep a low profile in the markets, comment on them, watch the chart action, wait for signs that we are either reaching meaningful bottoms or starting to resume trends and some upward trends in some of these stock markets, and then participate. I prefer a less iffy, choppy environment, but to close out this audio with one of my earlier comments, we can only deal with the realities that markets provide, and this isn't an optimum environment for either trading or investing right now. The good news is that lengthy ranging periods are usually followed by sustained moves, either up or down, and vice versa. When we get long trending markets, what you can pretty well guarantee is that when they eventually lose momentum, you'll spill over into choppy, rangy, reactive phases. So, on that note, I wish you all the best.